Good day, listeners, and welcome to Digital Pandemonium, a comical cultural zeitgeist of a podcast with your host, Harrison Godzilla, and his group of moronic maniacs that he calls his friends. Join the squadron of these young gentlemen as they discuss the new year. So please write down your resolutions and enjoy the show. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Digital Pandemonium Podcast. I am Harrison. I'm here with Gabe and Ed.
Hello.
Hello.
Ed is sleepy. He eepy. He's an eepy boy right now. So, come to think of it, how have you guys been? What you been up to?
Nothing.
Not much.
I've just been working.
Oh yeah, you are DoorDash man. You are now DoorDash man.
Ooh.
Is DoorDash actually a difficult job, or is it just as simple as it sounds?
It's kind of simple, but it kind of gets annoying as the part I have to stop and start your car, get out, go into the restaurant. But besides driving to the customer's house, it's not really that hard.
Drive into the customer's house.
That's the job, after all.
Just
drive into the house, okay.
Yeah.
Just some vehicular manslaughter, nothing too big.
Nothing out of the ordinary.
Nothing out of the ordinary. So, for context, Darren is out all night, so he couldn't make it. I tried to text Zaire. I don't know where the heck he is. Andrew is AFK, of course, because he doesn't have the freaking equipment to join this crap unless he goes to one of our houses. And Lewis is AWOL. Have you all guys actually heard from Lewis?
No.
I'll have to ask Darren. I know he talks with Lewis all the freaking time, usually, but
I thought he said he doesn't do that anymore.
I think that might have been it. Uh-oh. All right, so Ed, you know, if he can for a bit, but kind of think of it, let me just pull up the... just nothing really recently just happened other than what we're probably going to get into.
Yes, Christmas.
Yeah, the Christmas stuff. So yeah, and also New Year's, 2024.
Yes.
Holy crap. We're all here. We're all alive.
Unfortunately.
Just I want to die. I'm just going to chat. Oh my goodness. Okay. Technical difficulties. He's probably going to join and rejoin anyway. He'll be back, ladies and gents. But, it's. Oh, there he is. Hello.
Hey,
we can hear you.
Welcome back.
Edward just is back. You might just have to make sure your phone's on this thing. That's what I'm thinking.
You mean horizontal like this?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can hear us? Okay, good.
Yep.
Ooh. Okay, we're good. So we were just getting to 2024. We're still alive. Gabe said unfortunately. I'm surprised that we made it this far. Apparently, we made it this far.
Yes.
just golf clap for all of humanity. Just golf clap. Okay, Ed. Okay.
Or. Nothing's going on.
What's going on down there? And I knew you were happy to see Gabe, but I didn't know you were that happy to see Gabe.
I was really happy.
Aw. Hi, Ed.
Mm-hmm. Ed can be eepy. He's going to be sleeping. I'm sorry. I've been around.
Sleeping.
I've been on. Sorry, I've been around freaking Discord people for this long. I can't.
Yeah.
And what is... Oh, no! Sorry, got a text from, you know, that. Anyway, so, yeah, 2024 is here. Oh, but first, let me just go through... Wow, we're going to be blowing through topics, I believe. So how was your Christmas and holiday break, and what'd you do, Gabe?
Mine went pretty good. We don't meet up with family as much anymore, unfortunately, but our immediate family we do get up with. So since I share both my parents now, I visit my mom for night of Christmas Eve to Christmas morning, and my dad afterwards.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. That's just family stuff?
Pretty much.
Okay. I mean, I totally understand that.
I did do a surprise visit with my great-grandmother, so that was cool.
Oh, that's nice.
That made her happy.
Oh, yeah. It's like I can hear the freaking sleet outside. For context of this recording, in the area we are in, it is snowing. It snowed this morning into the afternoon.
It's raining. What are you talking about?
It's sleeting where I am. Like, I can freaking hear the freaking ice, like, thing go...
Oh, that's what that noise was. Okay. I thought I was going nuts.
Yeah, that's all the freaking, Yeah. And we just had the shovel. That was pretty much it we had to do. The snow was surprisingly heavy. We only got, like, 3 to 6 inches, I believe. Probably 6 inches.
Hmm.
You know, then again... I'm trying to remember if we had like a snowstorm recently besides this one, because I don't really can think of one. Yeah. There was a light flurry one time, but other than that, no snow until
the most recent snowstorm I can remember was in like, I think it was our junior year in November.
Oh, yeah.
Of high school. That was
wow. That was something. I remember that.
That was 2019.
Oh my god. Why is it after 2019 everything just went to shit? Why? I know, well, the pandemic,
global warming, COVID, Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, don't you dare start with those memes, although we probably shouldn't mention these memes, because then the FBI is going to break down each of our houses and then kidnap us.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm armed. They can't do anything. Hee, hee, hee.
They're gonna take Ed in his sleep.
No, they're not taking Ed.
You just see Ed just being dragged off the freaking bed. Oh, guys, he's been kidnapped. Oh, no. Anyway, I'm trying to think what I did for Christmas is, well, holiday break was pretty sleep, was pretty much, you know, nice and cold, was, you know, nice and, you know, chill pretty much. I mean, for Christmas, all I did was, you know, with my family and, blinded! And it just went, all I did pretty much was just, you know, hang out with my immediate family. We opened up presents. And then we went to my foster family for, you know, Christmas dinner. But none of that was just pretty true. Although we did go to a Christmas Eve service. We did go to a Christmas Eve service at a church, at my aunt's church. Although, all I've been hearing as weird have bad and like weird stuff happened to you as the beginning of this year, because a lot of stuff has happened to like people around me.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, people always say like, oh, this year's gonna go bad, and because something immediately goes wrong.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mine's been relatively calm.
Yeah, for me, although it happened to my aunt, this was just recently. Her dog died. Her Doberman. As far as we know, her heart gave out, and she was lying dead on the front yard.
Aww.
Yeah. Also, Ed, I also wanted to say my condolences also, because I know you suffered a lost pet.
Mine's going to go soon. Oh, Pepper's going to go any day now, I'm pretty sure.
No. I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh,
Well, this just got really depressing.
Wow, I'm going to bed, guys.
Ed's gonna cry himself to sleep now.
No, don't worry, Ed. I'll tell you a bedtime story when after the podcast is over.
He just tells a story. Anyway, oh, sorry. Just freaking text. But, yeah, that's all I pretty much did. And as I said, it's just been pretty chill. I mean, the only thing that's coming up is, well, this Wednesday, I'm planning on having you guys over, you know, for, you know, a friend's gathering. That's going to be awesome. Friends Christmas. I can give Gabe this. I got Gabe present.
Hey, and then I can have better camera quality.
Yeah, I just had this. I was like, well, since I already have this camera, might as well. Yeah. just Ed going. Ed just saw a hot goth girl.
can we get a screenshot of that? That's perfect.
I can screenshot that while editing, and I'll make that into cool. I can turn that into an emote.
Oh, no. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. No.
Anyway, Ed, what did you do for your holiday break? How was it?
I found my way to Florida somehow.
Ooh.
As like you saw some texts that I sent.
Yeah, I saw that. You just spawned in Florida. You just woke up one day and
I decided to be a Florida man.
Speaking of Florida man, there was an incident at a Dunkin' Donuts this man was traumatized by a violent toilet explosion in the restroom.
Sounds like the most.
And he's suing Dunkin' for $50,000 of mental damage.
Sounds like the most normal thing that happens in
Florida. Average day. Isn't it also what's funny is GTA 6 is taking place in Florida and they're having all these crazy Florida stories happening in.
Yeah, in Miami.
In Miami, yeah. Oh boy.
But yeah, I found my way to the Gulf side of Florida near Sarasota. So it was nice, but it was like cloudy. So we didn't get that much sunshine, but it was still nice to like be down there. We took our main family and then my grandma and grandpa came as well.
I saw that. Like, they're from across the sea, right?
My mom's mom is from Belarus, so.
That's awesome.
But yeah, it was just nice to be with everyone. We still went to the beach, ate dinner. It was just a good time. Mm.
We all need to do, like, a beach trip or something as the boys. We all need to go, like, have something that... We need that to happen sometime.
Yeah, because now that we're of age for a hotel...
And I think most of us are getting to the age where we can freaking drink and, like, party. I'm not saying we will do this.
We are not promoting.
Kids who are watching this, do not drink underage. That is not legal.
Oops. Too late. Just kidding.
Look, yeah. It feels so weird, like, actually being 21 and, like, being legal to do stuff. Like, I can legally buy alcohol. I was at a pub at my last day of college. I was at a freaking pub. I told Gabe this story already. But, like, it just felt so weird being at a pub and actually doing this stuff. Like, actually drinking I think it was a Miller Lite or something.
Weak.
Yeah, then again, I was taking the train the following day, so I didn't want to be, like, too freaking drunk.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
That would not have been good. I don't want to miss my train, especially, I don't want to be in Philly longer than I need to be. But, so yeah, wait, Ed, was the weather there, like, decent, like, temperature-wise?
It was in the mid-60s.
Okay, not bad.
It wasn't horrible, it was just cloudy.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, yeah, at least usually Florida isn't humid during the winter season.
Yeah.
Usually. I know in summer it gets humid like a mother effer. It's just like, yee. it gets real freaking bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, what else has happened during the Christmas? I mean, other than, what was it? My dad went down to Texas to see my grandma, who is, you know, who's in a nursing home now. And according to him, she's not doing very well. Unfortunately, her mental state is like really degrading, but I kind of was expecting this, you know. I'm preparing myself, like, you know, it's inevitable, unfortunately.
Yeah.
God, this is really depressing. Why am man, I'm this is very
Happy
depressing.
New Year.
Happy New Year, depression, anxiety, death, and all that. Yeah, funny. Funny stuff. Anyway, we already kind of just blew through the first one. And so what was your favorite Christmas gift you guys have received, Gabe? If you received
that. I got a new flannel from Mama.
Gabe, I like and it. His
That was my favorite one from my mom.
Ah.
And my favorite one from my dad is this one.
Ah, blinded!
Because found myself using this quite a bit.
POV, you're a deer in the middle of the road, and then you see that heading in your direction. Yeah.
A giant spotlight. Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're a hood ornament. So yeah, my favorite get. So, funny enough, my parents got me a lot of Starfield stuff, like regarding the game Starfield. Like, I got a controller for it. I got some collectible thing from it, but unfortunately, I cannot play the game.
Why not?
I have an Xbox One, and it doesn't really run that well on that. I am planning to get a Series X soon, but, like, you know. Oh, speaking of which, I guess we can talk this later, yeah. Ed, did you... I know you got the DLC for, what was it, God of War.
Mm-hmm.
How was it? Did you play through it, or...?
I didn't play through the whole thing. Because I was kind of God of War'd out, in a sense. Because I already completed the game, at least 99% of it, but I completed the story. But I will say, for Valhalla, like, you only get one life, so if you die, you have to completely restart from the beginning.
Holy shit.
Continuously go over, like, the same bosses. So.
Really?
It gets kind of tough. And I didn't get to, like... I didn't have enough, like... time just, like, keep trying.
I understand.
But it was a good DLC. Especially for a free one.
Yeah, for free. The fact that it was free was, like... I know they announced it at the Game Awards... I know that we're probably going to talk more about the Game Awards stuff shortly and all the stuff they announced. And
but yeah, they did a good job for that DLC.
Yeah, for a free one nonetheless. That's what's really impressive. Because usually, you know, people, you know, companies would make you pay for, like, something like that.
And the DLC was pretty long, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just a short edition.
Yeah, that made it all the better. But, yeah, I'm planning to get a Series X and then I'll try out Starfield. I finally got Stray. Like, I actually started playing through Stray, like, even though it's an older game, but I just got it. And it runs fine on me. Gabe, what is that?
Gabe is opening mail.
Gabe is going through. Gabe has bills to pay.
Oh, $45 Amazon gift card. Oh, cool. Okay. I'm going through my mail.
Welcome to the life as an adult.
Mail. I probably just
Speaking of which, myself. I'm still waiting for my package from Hannah.
You're expecting a package from Hannah?
Yeah, she got me a gift for Christmas apparently, and I was talking like to her, you know, the second in command about it, and say, which I'm really good friends with. He was like saying, "Oh, the mail has been backed up." I have noticed mail has been being backed up lately. Like, a lot of stuff is getting a lot later than usual. I mean, one of my Christmas gifts, which was the Starfield controller, was about 5 days late.
Wow.
And we got
that's very kind of her.
Yeah, she got me something. Who knows? But, yeah, that was very kind of her. Very nice. my favorite gift. So, yeah, mostly the Starfield stuff. I did get some extra film equipment, which is definitely very helpful. And, yeah, I didn't ask for much. I didn't really know what I wanted. And nor did I was, like, pressuring my parents to get me anything. But, yeah. Anyway, Ed, what did you get? What was your favorite gift that you got and all that?
I got a nice pair of skis for Christmas and some other ski stuff.
It's becoming so a skier.
I'm excited to go skiing over the next 2 months or so.
Where do you go to ski? Like Colorado or something? Like, do you fly? Like,
I think I'm gonna go somewhere for spring break. I might try Colorado this year.
Ooh.
Or I might go to like Utah or Nevada.
Oh, Utah.
But yeah,
we need to have like these boys trips. We really do. We've been doing road trips. We need to have like full out like freaking like fly on an airplane or some shit. Gates like no.
I'm just kidding. That might actually be fun.
Yeah, like I feel like
get in trouble with customs and TSA.
Yeah.
Sure, you can't bring a gun onto the plane.
Why the fuck not? Gage just yells, why the
fuck? Yeah, be like, why the hell not? America! Yeah.
Okay, oh, yeah.
My sister gave me this.
What is that?
It's a little light.
Oh.
It's RGB. It changes colors. Now it's green. Now it's blue or purple. Yeah.
It looks blue on art. That's actually kind of cool.
Wow.
I know. It's so cool.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Insert Owen Wilson's wow. But yeah, that's nice. So wait, Ed, when did you start like picking up skiing? Like, I don't remember you being much of a ski person until like recently.
I started skiing when I was little, but I kind of just been off and on. Like, we would always go somewhere like once every winter. But now I started getting back into it more. Like, I started getting skiing stuff. And then last spring break, I told you guys I went to Maine.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I started to get interested again. It's been fun.
That's nice. Yeah, hold on. I'm just trying to text and let people know that not to bother me right now. I'm with the boys. Yeah. That's nice, though. I mean, you kind of seem like you've been into, like, winter and stuff. I mean, you did ice hockey. You did that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Let me just tell you, speaking of sports-related stuff, oh, my gosh. Being in Philadelphia when the Eagles are playing, very scary. Like, this is what I always say. It doesn't matter if the Eagles win or lose a game. Philadelphia is still getting destroyed. I remember when the Eagles were playing, and I look at the city, like, from my college dorm room, and all I just see is, like bright lights and possibly smoke. And I'm like...
Yeah, because they lost brutally.
I heard that.
To one of the worst teams in the country.
Really? Which team was
I think it was the Ravens.
No, the Cardinals.
Oh, Cardinals, okay.
I heard the Eagles have not been doing very well this year.
No, they haven't. It's kind of
they've been getting their asses handed to them.
On silver platters.
Yep. Like I talked with some people.
This is the best team right here.
Steelers.
Wait, how are they doing? Like, how are they doing?
Well, I don't know. We just won today.
Oh, really?
So we're 10-7. They're all right.
They're doing all right. All right. So who do you guys? I mean, mostly Ed can answer this. Gabe and I are not much sports guys, but who do you think is going to make it to the Super Bowl this year? Like,
if the Ravens and the Niners.
Ooh. Okay.
That's my prediction.
That's your prediction. Got it.
But
yeah. So now we can pretty much move it along to overall thoughts of 2023. It feels so weird saying 2023 now, especially. But Gabe, what were your thoughts about last year, like overall?
Yeah, I didn't really have much thought about it. It was a year, nothing special.
It did somewhat feel like a filler year. I will give you that.
Yeah.
I mean, just some fun stuff with friends and all that does stick out, you know, some things.
That's true.
I mean, we went to the cabin with Allie and that. That was a fun time.
That was fun. That was in August, I believe.
That was in August, yes. I'm trying to think what else have we need to hang out more often. That's all I'm going to say, but it kind of stinks when, wait, so Ed, how long are you going to be in college still? Like, do you have one more year left after this?
Yeah, I have 3 more semesters.
Yeah, I have pretty much 3 more semesters as well. So 2025, I'm done.
This is my last year.
Oh, yeah. Remember, yeah, you said you weren't going to. Yeah, this was your last year. Honestly, good for you.
Thanks.
Yeah. Honestly, I have been debating about dropping out just because a lot of the stuff I'm learning is pretty much I learned from self-taught. Like, I'm going there pretty much for the connections, you know, with film students and, like, you know, actually trying to get myself out there. But I don't know. I don't know. The value of college has been kind of been questioned as of late. Have you guys noticed that?
Yeah.
Sort of, yes.
Like, I understand going to college to be like a nurse or something, like in the medical field, that I totally get. But like some things like filmmaking, the things that you already do for a passion, like you already do, I don't honestly see why. Like a lot of creative stuff. I honestly don't like, apparently, like, for doing art. I mean, I get architecture, but like painting, why does there need to be a college thing on that?
My mom did that.
It kind of just seems like they're there for your money.
Yeah, that's
what they always are.
I mean, honestly, yeah. I mean, that's how colleges pretty much run. They're there for your money. They're here to sap your wallets dry. You know, it's been going on for gosh knows how many years, and it's probably not going to change anytime soon. But yeah. So pretty much, you said 2023 was a filler year for you, Gabe.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I can.
Not much going on.
Yeah, I can understand. I mean, 2023 was a bit different. I mean, that's when, to be fair, we had a, like, stuff did happen on here on the podcast. We had a lot of guest stars on as, like, of the this year. Probably because this year I discovered Hannah's community. Yeah, that happened. It's so funny. I was going through the analytics. The one we had Anna on, that episode is one of the most popular as when it came out. I mean, I can understand.
Well, yes, Harrison, if you title it, we have a gamer girl. Everyone's going to listen.
Clickbait. There's a possibility we might have another one. Not Hannah, but a different one. I've been talking with her. She's really chill. She's out of pocket. Let's say that.
Another one.
Yeah. What?
Nothing. Go on.
Okay. But anyway, so yeah, we had guest stars. We had a lot. I mean, we had Ash on, we had Turbo, and we had my roommates on. Mm-hmm. No, those were fun episodes.
They were pretty interesting.
Yeah. Ashwell was cursed with our Australia for the Australian one. Oh, that was cursed. But hey, that was fun. But I'm just trying to think. Mostly just me discovering that community, and that, like, I made some really good friends on there. But, and I learned a lot, like, you know, with, you know, content creation and all that. But honestly, like, nothing really big, just by, you know, just moving into actually going to a college, like moving, living in a dorm instead of going to community college and commuting. Actually, I was thinking next year I'm going to get a one person room and live on my own.
Those are expensive.
They offer that at my residential hall. So I was thinking of actually taking it. Just because as much as I like having accountability, I don't know, just having to work with other people's schedules feels off.
What do you mean just work the, with?
You know, like I share a room with Ted. You met Ted, Gabe. Like he has to wake up at a certain time, and then I have to, you know, keep quiet a little bit or something, like, you know, doing stuff. You know, that type of stuff. Especially okay. So that's what I was thinking. I mean, Ed, how are you with roommates? Like, how's your stuff with roommates? Like, how's that been treating you?
I find it to be, like, fun. And then at other times, I'm kind of like, I kind of just want to be on my own.
Like, it's a double-edged sword. Yes, that's how I feel as well.
Yeah, like, but it's all right.
I mean, yeah. And honestly, college parties are not for me. I did that for the first few weeks of college, and I was like, yeah, I don't like this.
Yeah, I don't really find, like, college parties that enjoyable, honestly.
Yeah, they're so overhyped. All it is a bunch of drugs, alcohol, and a lot of sexual stuff.
Like, I'd rather just, like, chill with my roommates.
In the big cities, yeah.
Yeah, it's really bad here in at Temple. It can the like I actually can walk out and I can smell weed, like, out of my room, and like I'm like, bro, I can smell that. What the fuck? Like, I don't know. I just said I only been to like 3 parties and I decided, yeah, this is not for me. Fuck this.
Yeah, I just like to chill half the time. Like,
yeah, same
here. I just
here.
Don't
like,
find a reason to go out.
Yeah, I'm pretty much just in my area. Like, I don't, like, even though I have made friends on, like, campus, I don't really find a reason to, like, go out as much.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just me. And also, the area I'm in is not exactly the safest, mind you. But, I mean, Ed, is your area is decently safe? Like,
yeah, that's safe.
Yeah, that's good. Mine can be-ish. Well, it's definitely not the greatest, mind you. Trust me. I've heard gunshots pretty much daily there. I mean, did I tell you the time that there was, like, a shooting right outside of my residential building?
I heard.
Yeah, a toddler was shot.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah. Pretty freaking brutal.
Any reason why?
I don't know. I know. It's like I get alerts on my phone, like what's happened, and it goes off like pretty much like weekly. And I'm like, it's pretty much just like, here we go again.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like this 2023 was a bit of a filler year almost. Like, yes, I had like good stuff that's happened to me, and you know, there's stuff that happened with the podcast here. We grew in popularity this year, apparently, according to the analytics. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. And also, the movies this year aren't exactly were the best. Like, the only good ones I can think of was Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 3, and Godzilla Minus 1. That one obviously sold the show for me, Godzilla Minus 1. Like, and going on, I know we had an episode on that, like, last episode, but, like, as of this recording, it has made 80 million globally.
Wow.
On a movie that was less than $15 million.
So they're over five times of their budget.
Yeah, they definitely succeed. I mean, the fact is, I find it so funny, like, their budget was less than an episode of She-Hulk, yet it looked better. Marvel, what are you doing?
Marvel.
Disney, in general, what are you doing? Disney was flopping. I mean, I was talking to the online
Disney
friend.
Is flopping.
Yeah, like their anime movies were basically went down, like,
anime?
Animated.
Like, okay.
God, I don't know Disney would steep that low. Well, what's funny is anime's popular now because of, like, a lot of these, like, American shows just going down the gutters. It's weird. And even, like, this is how I feel. Even with Monarch Legacy, Eddie's becoming Sleeping Beauty anyway. Yeah, this year just felt pretty much filler. I mean, like, the good stuff that's happened, I cherish it. But other than that, you know, it is what it is. Anyway, Ed, how would you say this year was for you? I mean, 2023, that's what I should say. Fuck.
It had some ups and downs for the most part, but it was pretty chill. I went on some trips, hung out with you guys, made some friends, so it wasn't too bad, but I feel like it could have been a little better, maybe.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Like, it was honestly, like, it was just, like, just middle ground. Ups and downs. Pretty much. Other than that, just... Oh, Gabe, did you hear something?
Nah. We're good.
The voice is in his
Someone's
head.
In my house!
Yeah.
Grabs the freaking Luger. Oh, no, he has
I have right the now. Colt! No, oh, the mag fell out. I have the Colt now.
Yeah.
I also have a Luger. And if all else fails, I have this. Yeah, we can shove that in the dude's eyeball. There you go.
The power of God compels you, just shoves your cross thing.
The power of Christ and God compels you. Get out of my house.
Anyway, something that was funny is I was during my break, I was the streamer that I was thinking of having on here. I was invited to a karaoke stream, and apparently people said I should actually start singing. I was doing a lot of Frank Sinatra covers.
Really?
Yeah, and some Elvis songs. Ooh. I did My Way by Frank Sinatra, and then I did Blue
Christmas.
And then I did Love Me by Elvis.
Oh.
And apparently she said I gave her chills.
And what I was do you like, mean? Like good?
I gave her goosebumps, like goosbumps. And I was like,
because it was a scary performance or because
no,
it was, good?
It was really good. It was really good. She was like, you should actually consider singing. I'm like,
Harrison, a singer.
I don't know. I'm already doing filmmaking and podcasting, my friend Dana. I'm not sure. But yeah. You know what actually caught me by surprise? I did not know this. And Ed, you were here for this. Darren and his girlfriend have been dating for like years now. I just was reminded that. Remember that, Ed?
Yeah.
They didn't date for like, what was it, 7 years?
No way, it's seven.
I think it's been that long.
But he said it's been like good years. And then I remember that because we were at our, you know, gathering. Well, poor Gabe couldn't make it to that because, you know, he was in New York at the time.
Gabe.
I'm sorry. I was visiting my uncle that was having a lung transplant.
Are you going to be at this one?
Yeah, I'm going to be at this one.
Oh, yay.
I don't go back to college till the 18th.
Of what, May?
No, fucking December. January. I don't go back till 18th of this month.
I thought you said your college ended.
No, I'm not going back till ever. Yeah. No.
Yeah, my last day is on the 8th of May, like this upcoming semester. Honestly,
mine's in 7th of May.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been, we have a tiring anyway, so we should probably move
on. If you say that word.
What? Sleepy?
Don't say it. Oh, good. Okay, not that other one.
I know. But anyway, so I guess, do we want to talk about highlights of last year, even though we kind of didn't have much, but Gabe's like,
no, maybe.
I mean, the only thing I can think about was, like, most of the time we hung out, like, all of us, like, hung out, all the times that, you know, Gabe, you, me, you know, and Allie's, like, in our that group of friends, like, when we all hung out.
Yeah.
Like, the cabin trip was a blast. All the other times were, like, and, like, what was it, that December, or what was that time when I got very hammered? No, it was in May. It was in May when I got very hammered. Remember that? Drunk, like, and then, yeah, that's when I was just sleeping in Allie's bed. So were you. That was fun.
Oh, right. Okay.
That was
fun. Out of context, that sounded a little weird. No.
What? Hey, it's funny when it's out of context anyway. But,
sometimes.
Sometimes.
Some situations, yes.
I don't know. And also, like, I have been asked about if I were dating in college. Honestly, no, not at my college. Like, I have a lot, as I said, a lot of the girls I've interacted, and that's, there's a lot of good ones there. I'm not saying all of them are bad, but, like, the ones I've interacted with usually want one-night stands or, like, hookups. And I'm not for that.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, pretty much that. I mean, Ed, you met your girlfriend at college, right? Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been together for like 2 years now, right?
One and a half,
yeah.
Nice.
Closing in on 2 years in May.
Damn.
Congratulations.
So when do we get to meet her? She needs the approval of the boys. No, I bet she's great.
She already has our approval.
If she can put up with you, I think she's the right one.
Whoa.
I'm
kidding.
What do you mean by that?
I'm voicing for Gabe because Gabe's a little jealous here, okay?
Excuse you? What are you talking about?
You know, you say all the times that how much you miss Ed and you want to be with Ed. Then you hear the girlfriend like, oh.
Moving
Gabe,
on.
Gabe, it's okay. You can.
Moving on. Change the subject.
Yeah. So those were pretty much my highlights, you know, just with friends and, you know, some of the family stuff. Minus One was a blast, like seeing that in theaters. And mostly just finding the community, you know, finding, you know, all these good, like, other friends and stuff. Like, sure, I haven't devoted a lot of time with us, which I feel like we really need to do. Like, you know, have more hangouts with us. But, you know, then again, life sucks and likes to keep us busy and throw shit at us. But, yeah. I know I kind of took the spotlight here, but Gabe, do you have any highlights to add?
No, since you ruined it and took the spotlight. No. Actually, I do have one. One, really, the only spotlight I see was us hanging out. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not much else was very fun.
What about you, Ed? Any highlights from, you know, last year and stuff?
Nope. Just hanging out with the boys.
Not even your trips? Like, all the trips you've taken? Like,
well, yeah, but they were fun, and they're over now, so they're not fun.
All right, Gabe is off somewhere. Anyway,
I'm
Gabe
going incognito.
Uh-oh. He's searching up.
We're going to start hearing.
No, not noises. Like that. No, stop. Hold on.
He's searching up. He's trying to hack into the government files.
He's going to look up girl hiding in attic.
I missed that. What happened?
Ed said you're going to be looking up girls hiding in attics.
That's a good thing. Let's start. Oh, I see what you mean. Okay, not actually. Although
now I'll, you got
it. Actually, I'm curious. I want to see what I'll get if I Google that.
No.
Oh my god.
In attic.
Oh my god. No. What is it? No. Don't share the screen. I don't want. No.
What the hell?
Don't do it again.
What?
Don't do
what
it.
Is that? What is that? Oh, I'm gonna do it.
No!
Don't worry, it's safe. No, it's just a weird.
Is it NSFW or is it SFW?
It's not
safe. If it was not safe for work, I wouldn't show it.
Oh my god. Oh my god, he's actually doing it. What is this? Let's see. No. What is this?
What? I don't know. That's the first image I see.
I'm probably gonna have to censor that. Editor, future.
Why?
Oh, that is.
She just looks a little unsettling.
Can we see some more photos?
Oh, no. No. Oh my, that was cursed. Anyway.
Oh. She's missing a head.
Oh.
Okay, that's enough looking at that.
Oh, that got exciting real
fast. It was
fast.
Like a doll that Lovely. Had its head like screwed off. It was weird.
Okay, I'm going to call an exorcist for that place anyway. So what are your plans for the new year, guys? What do you guys have in stock for 2024? Gabe? Well, I guess graduating would be one.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Really, the only thing on my mind, other than what you just said, would be graduating college and maybe getting my own apartment this year, too.
Oh, you're thinking about moving out?
Yeah.
Oh, like, do you think you have a stable, you found, like, a stable income for that? Like, you know, because...
Not yet, but I know I can.
Because apartments around our area is freaking, like, housing is freaking expensive.
I know, rent is, like, what, $1,400 a month?
Yeah, it got really expensive here all of a sudden. I'm not saying us, like, where we are, obviously.
You might as well buy the whole damn house if you're going to pay that much.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what my parents are planning on doing is trying to, like, build up so we can actually pay, like, buy this house. Oh, I think we did. I mean, we pretty much built this. I don't know what that, but, like, I know because I was talking to my uncle who moved houses, but, like, he was saying that, like, the housing market is really bad. Like, it's, like, it got so expensive. Like, it's more expensive to actually sell the house than you know, to move in. Like, that's ridiculous.
I'm going to pull up my home estimate.
Okay, yeah, just don't, you know.
Oh, no, I'm not going to expose myself like a fool. Don't worry.
But, yeah,
I'm going to call the SWAT on you, Gabe.
No, no! But, like, it's so freaking, like, bizarre. Like, it's more expensive to sell a house than to move in. Like, what the fuck?
Okay. That is an old picture. No, I want to look at the home. I don't want to set up an account.
The freaking... I mean, so you're planning on moving now. I mean, I hope you find a good place, Gabe. Like, are you? It's going to be local, right? Like, more local, right?
No, Alaska. Yeah.
Gabe.
Wow. Goodbye, Gabe.
Okay, so, we bought the house for around $100,000. It's now $370,000 in estimate.
Holy shit.
If we sell it.
Yeah.
And that's not including the addition, the in-law quarters we added onto it.
Oh, yeah.
Which was about $50,000.
Went the frick up recently. I mean, my house, I don't know how much it went up, but it went up exponentially. But, I mean, Ed, did you have any, like, problem with moving houses? I know you... kind of moved and like all that.
I don't think there was a problem.
I mean, that's good though. But while you're planning to move, I don't know if I'm planning to move out anytime soon. I mean, I'm comfortable with my family. Like, I'm Like, I don't have any issues. And sure, we fight, we get on each other's nerves sometimes, but then again, that's family. But I don't know. Like, right now, I don't see, like, the reason to move. Ed, are you planning on moving anytime soon, or are you just going to try to stick with your, like...
Well, after college, I'll probably try to find a place with my girlfriend.
Ooh.
Somewhere, but I don't know, you know, just taking it one step at a time.
Yeah, one step at a time. I mean, that's a good thing. I mean, it's you don't have to worry about that now. I mean, it's more after...
Obviously, the house market system might be a little different, so...
Yeah, that's also true.
It's a little inflated at the moment.
Then again, this economy is inflated.
Hopefully the economy and rent goes down.
Oh, yeah, I hope that as well.
Or maybe it can crash. Oh, no, the dollar's not worth anything anymore.
To be fair, it's not that much. It's not worth much now.
It's not worth anything, actually. But no one's willing to accept that yet.
It's rather unfortunate. But, yeah, so those are your plans, pretty much, right? So my plans pretty much is basically just, you know, finish up the college year, hang out with you guys more, like actually spend more quality time with all y'all. I'm planning to go down to Texas sometime in July, although we'll probably have to be in a hotel room this time, or like rent, like something like that, just because, my grandmother's in a nursing home, and my aunt only has one bedroom now. She, you know, converted a lot of the other bedrooms into other areas. Although, you know, as I said, I can sleep anywhere. I can sleep. I will take the couch if all needs things. That couch is mighty comfortable. I will even add on, but yeah. Those are pretty much my plans. I mean, I don't know. Grow this podcast. I mean, I definitely got more tips with all that, and who knows where this takes us. I mean, we're almost at episode 69.
What are we doing for that, Gabe?
What'd you say?
You heard me.
No, I didn't actually. I'm very deaf.
I said, what are we doing for that, Gabe?
Episode 69. The lip bite!
I don't know, Ed.
I'm actually planning on having some, like, people on here just because it's, like, going to be the party podcast, quote-unquote.
Oh, no.
It's going to be funny. It's going to be funny because why the fuck not? Another two-hour-long episode. Lord. Editor, past me is going to love that. Anyway, so, Ed, what about you? Plans for 2024? Do you have any, like, big stuff?
I just plan to continue my gym journey and work, try to make some money, more money, and, stay close with you guys, and
yeah,
just, hoping just to have a good year and a good time.
Yeah, same here. And that's how I pretty much feel as well. I mean, our, you know, like outside of the podcast, we have like, you know, a bunch of friends that we do stay in touch with more. Although there's one friend who kind of went his own way. I've not heard from him. If you know who I'm mentioning.
Shame.
Yeah, I think you know who I'm mentioning. But
yeah, the one that you talked about at the beginning, right?
Yeah. No. Well, that and well, Lewis, you mean Lewis?
Yeah.
I was also referring to... well, I can say the first name.
No. Just kidding. Give me first. Oh. Eric. Yeah.
I've been trying to get in contact with him. I invited him to this thing, but I've not heard from him at all.
No. Maybe he's dead.
Do you want me to walk over there and find out?
No. Just kidding.
I mean, the only time I can think about him hanging out with us is when we had my birthday. Remember my birthday? And we, what was it, my birthday? Yeah, it was my birthday when we all went.
How long ago?
That was this year, right? Or was it?
Well, he wasn't there, was he?
No, when we walked to, you know, the park nearby. Oh, no, that wasn't that. That was in the summer. I remember that because you had the cop outfit.
Oh, yes.
You had the sheriff outfit and you arrested Darren.
Uh-huh, that was fun.
Darren was at the Five Nights at Freddy's, though, right?
Yeah, Darren was there at the Five Nights at Freddy's night, and so was Andrew. And we recorded an episode then there.
Where's Andrew? But,
huh?
Where's Andrew tonight?
He doesn't have the equipment here, and I would have invited him to come over, but, you know, I don't want to do, you know.
Oh.
Honestly, I was just thinking about getting Andrew a computer at this point. Just, I'm like, there, now join.
Wow.
Well, I mean.
Here's a laptop, join now.
I'm just on my phone, so.
Well, the fact is his phone is so old.
He doesn't still have that same phone, does he?
He does.
Oh.
I'm like, bro, you need to upgrade, my dude.
We all need to, like, chip in to buy him a phone.
We'll start a GoFundMe page.
You would think from working at Turkey Hill, he would have some money.
He spends it pretty much on the Xbox, pretty much, I'm more down.
Oh, well. I think he should start focusing on other priorities soon.
Yeah, same here. I mean, I'm focusing on other stuff.
I mean, yeah. Games are fun and all, but I haven't prioritized that.
They're not like, you know, plus I don't buy like there's, yeah. I only have like, you know, it's only games that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't buy anything really anymore for games.
I mean, there's some stuff I'm going to buy, and we were actually going to be talking about that we can actually kind of go on to the next topic, upcoming movies, games that you guys are all looking forward to.
GTA 6.
Yeah, the fact that they finally made, I know we did mention GTA 6 earlier, but the fact is, it came out right after we recorded the Finals of Freddy's episode, and we were making jokes like we're going to be in the nursing home when GTA 6 comes out. Imagine if
they probably heard us say that.
Yeah, they probably heard us during that. And they're like, oh no, these guys are like, we gotta really.
They're gonna ruin our finance. We have to do something. Put it out now.
Like, finally, GTA 6. I mean, I actually might hop on there. In terms of games, I'm excited for Monster Hunter Wilds. That was released at the end of the Game Awards, and I'm excited for that. Like, it looks like it's going to be going to the world route with, you know, ecology and biology being the focus, which I'm all for. A more grounded focus. In terms of movies, the only thing I can really think about is Godzilla and Kong the New Empire. I mean, I'm looking for it. As I said, it's probably another popcorn freak. It looks like it's going to be fun. And that's all I'm asking for, pretty much.
When is this coming out? This summer?
April, I believe.
April.
I believe April. I mean, it got pushed back it was originally going to be in March, but then it got pushed back due to the strike.
Is it late April or early?
That was one of the dumbest strikes I've ever seen.
It was the
Ford one I was thinking of.
I probably won't be home till early May, so.
Yeah, who knows? It probably will be late April, knowing. We could all probably watch it. I mean, I'm all for that.
If not, we can watching? Start gathering together and watch it.
Like Godzilla and Kong New Empire.
Huh.
That movie. Yeah, well, I would love to see that as a group. What else is coming? Deadpool 3. That's also coming out. I mean, the Wolverine's in it. Hugh Jackman.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot he was returning.
Jack Black?
You know what's funny? Jack Black is going to be Steve in the live-action Minecraft movie.
I know.
Oh.
There was a post of him looking at a Minecraft basics.
Yeah, book. I shared that, and I was like, the fact he's actually going to do that.
I don't like live-action movies at all, really.
I mean, there's some ones. I mean, I like the MonsterVerse and like, you know, like the Godzilla stuff. I've been burnt out of the Marvel movies, honestly.
Yeah.
I
mean,
I want them to do better. And like some of the stuff that they're trying to announce, like what, like, as I said, this year has been really iffy with movie, with like some good ones standing out, like Minus One and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Oppenheimer was also really good. I forgot to mention Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Although it did drag at the ending. I mean, the fact I freaking fell asleep at the ending.
Like, you did not.
Yeah, it kind of dragged for half an hour.
I was glued to it. I was like,
you were glued into it.
Mm-hmm.
You were glued into that movie. Barbie was okay. Barbie was...
Hi, Barbie! Hi, Barbie!
Okay.
Pretty good.
It was funny. It was funny. I did.
I forgot that that was this year. It felt like so long ago.
It does. Funny enough, it does. So, yeah, mostly Godzilla and Kong and New Empire. I'm like, maybe Deadpool 3. Hold on. I'm going to look up movies real quick.
Yeah, I don't think Marvel has anything really.
Well, at least that's like most anticipated movies of 2024. Let's see. Let's see.
I know.
Well, I don't even know. What are these movies?
What?
Most of these movies I've never even heard of.
Is Avatar 3 coming out 2025, right?
Yeah, a lot of this. Oh yeah, I forgot. Monster Hunter comes out in 2025 as well. So you know,
I think there'll be a lot of good movies 2025.
Yeah, it seems like movies and games are gonna be like 2025 is gonna be their.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Dune's coming out.
The second
what?
The second Dune movie.
What's Dune?
Dune.
Tom Holland's in it. Dune.
Not Tom Holland. Zendaya's in it as well as Timothy.
Tom Holland's in there.
No, he's not.
What do you mean?
That's right, yeah.
Oh, you're right.
It was Zendaya, who is his girlfriend? I don't know.
I don't know what they're doing.
I don't know. Celebrity couples, I don't follow up on that.
Tom Holland and... Oh, wow, that's the first search. Are they dating? Unknown.
Because they make a lot of posts that like definitely seems like they're dating, but at the same time, it's like I get it. They're probably trying to keep it tight knit. I mean, Tom Holland has voiced his uncomfortability with Hollywood recently. I mean, I understand Hollywood's been going down the gutters, especially with like the movies. The fact that freaking Minus One is like the antithesis of like Hollywood stuff and is basically giving Hollywood the middle finger. But yeah, that's coming out. What else? Ghostbusters? I didn't know they were making another Ghostbusters movie.
What?
Yeah, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire.
Isn't there another Fast and Furious movie coming out?
Maybe.
I think.
Oh, there's that Mad Max movie.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna watch that, I think.
Yeah. Also, oh, and Planet of the Apes.
Oh, we got some good ones.
Yeah, but there's some good ones on there.
I'm see that.
Godzilla and Kong and Planet of the Apes. I know we saw that. We saw the trailer of that when we saw Minus One. That actually looks really good. I want to see that.
Yeah, the last Planet of the Apes was really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's been quite a while. I think like 12 years.
Yeah, well, it seems like they're doing the quality over quantity, which honestly, that's what more these movie studios should do. Especially Disney. They're just pumping out Marvel movies like, what?
Star Wars. There's something, I heard something was coming out with, I know, I'm like, but this is, they're Rey. Going to, no, this is something I heard beforehand. It was about, what was his name? After Qui-Gon gets killed, there's a giant gap between that movie and,
Oh, so they're doing somewhat of a prequel-ish?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I mean, as long as it's good. I mean, I know they're making another Star Wars thing with Rey, and there's a lot of controversy going around with it.
Oh, they're not.
Yes, they are, and like a lot of. I don't know. That part of Star Wars, I'm like, no. Screw the sequels.
Oh, how about the TV shows, like Ahsoka?
I haven't seen Ahsoka.
You haven't? You need to see it. It's pretty good. I liked it.
I heard it was good.
I heard it was good. Like
Anakin. Anakin shows in there.
I know. I've seen that. Yeah. Like Hayden. No. What's his name?
Chris.
Hayden. No.
Christensen.
Yeah.
Hayden. He's Canadian. No way.
Mm-hmm. I heard Ahsoka was good, but not like Mandalorian, first season Mandalorian good.
Mandalorian was pretty epic.
Yeah, I was about to say the first two seasons of Mandalorian were great. But I did see the third one recently, and it was okay. Like, it wasn't spectacular, but yeah. The one that made me surprised is that Jack Black and what was it? What's her name?
She doesn't matter. Yeah, I thought that was weird.
Oh, you know who I'm talking about, yeah.
Yeah. I heard there was some backlash over that.
Yeah, I heard that as well. But I don't know. Like, I'm still really iffy with Star Wars, just the fact of where they're taking it. I mean, the TV shows seem pretty good. I mean, as I said, have we even ranked them? I know we said the first two seasons of Mandalorian are the best. Third season of Mandalorian was okay. I did see that. It was okay. Not the greatest, but, you know, Book of Boba Fett had a lot of potential. That's all I'm going to say.
No, I'm an idiot. I'm sorry. It's not a movie. It's a novel.
Oh, a novel. Okay.
Yeah.
Book of Boba was, like, as I said, like, it had potential. And there was some good stuff in there, but, like, for a show that's called Book of Boba, they didn't really focus a lot on Boba. It was more like a setup for Mandalorian Season 3.
Yeah.
And then I haven't seen Ahsoka, but I heard that was okay. That was pretty good. I heard that
Ahsoka, was good. In my opinion, was a pretty good watch, and I recommend it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unfortunately, one of the actors died.
Really?
Yeah, in Italy. He mysteriously passed away. No cause of death was revealed as of yet. So his line, luckily they finished filming, so it wasn't like incomplete, but he's not going to be in the series anymore.
I'm looking what else is coming out. Oh yeah, the second Inside Out movie.
Oh, that's the only Disney movie that I'm actually going to see probably.
Yeah.
Nowadays,
that came out in 2015, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Oh my God.
That was a really good movie.
Yeah, Inside Out was a really good movie. They're making another Aliens movie? I did not know that.
You mean that one from the 1980s?
Yeah, they're making another one this year. Oh, and Kraven the Hunter is coming out for a movie. He's a Spider-Man villain. He was in the new Spider-Man game, which I've only seen my friend play through. Like, Ed, have you played the new Spider-Man game yet or no?
I don't think I'm going to get it, unfortunately.
It is really good. It is really good.
I've more so just enjoyed videos and content creators rather than me playing it.
Oh, yeah. That's how I play through it as well.
I just don't want to waste my money on it for me not to play it ever again.
Yeah, I understand that completely. I understand. They're making another Beetlejuice? That's coming out this year? What? Oh, yeah, and the sequel to the Joaquin Phoenix Joker is coming out this year in October. That's something.
Wow.
Wait, Venom 3 is coming out in November.
Oh.
Huh. I'm just seeing what else is there. Oh, yeah, they're making a prequel Lion King movie called Mufasa, A Lion King Story. I don't know how I feel about that.
Is it live action?
Probably.
Yikes.
Man, they're so stupid.
I'm not watching that.
It's sitting up in your executive chairs. Let's make a live action.
Let's make a live action remake.
I know that there's that Aquaman movie that you're
oh, the you're, Aquaman movie that came.
You're eager to watch that.
Yeah, totally. I'm so eager to watch that.
Amber Heard.
Yeah, I boycotted that movie a lot.
Which one? Yeah.
The Aquaman movie.
The first one.
No, this new one that came out.
There's a new one coming out.
It already came out.
It already did.
Yeah, and I just had no reason to watch it.
I haven't heard anything, nor less.
Why? Like, what's the hate around it?
Amber Heard's in
Amber
it.
Amber Heard.
Like, they said they were still going to have her in despite what has happened with, you know, the trial. And I'm like,
bad choice, DC. You already have a lot of people hating.
DC's going down the gutters. I think they're actually stopping, like, I think.
Please.
DC had a lot.
DC has never been able to compete.
Yeah. Anyway, we went on for a good bit, so I guess we could end it here, guys. So yeah, Happy New Year. Hope you all had a fantastic Christmas stuff. Do you guys have anything to say before we wrap up this podcast episode?
I'm wishing all our viewers a good 2024.
Don't die. That's not healthy.
Don't die and have fun. Good luck.
What about you, Gabe?
No. Oh, I know. You want a fucking sticker?
You want a fucking sticker? That's like this temp. Gabe's new catch line. New line now.
My camera wasn't on the last time I said that.
So. Yeah. Because you were having a nosebleed.
Yeah.
That was funny.
I was sick.
Yeah, you were like not good. But yeah, good to see you're feeling better though. So yes, yeah,
thank you.
We can just wrap it up here. So if you enjoyed today's episode, please share it on Spotify. Also download it. That would help us great. Also follow our Instagram, Digital Pandemonium. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. And also join us on the Discord server. The link is right there. Until then, see you next time. What was that?
Wait.
What was that?
Did it just react to my thumbs up?
What Did was it? That? Do Wait, it again. Hold on. Do it again.
No.
No way.
What is that?
Oh my god.
What are we? Wait, hold on.
Wait. No.
What is that? Hold on.
Did I just hack the sit?
What is that?
I'm hacking.
Oh my gosh. The Pentagon's gonna go after you. That's wow. Insane. What if you did this?
No.
Just oh, okay. Wait, anyway,
wait.
Oh my gosh.
No,
it just did the thumbs up. Well, okay. Anyway, guys, that was a surprise. Anyway, just follow. Yeah, listen to us on Spotify. Download it, and also follow the Instagram. Follow, you know, subscribe to YouTube. What? What? What was that?
Ed, how did you do that? How did you do that?
Anyway, yeah, have fun, everyone. See you next time. Goodbye. That's a good way to end the podcast. Gabe, are you smoking?
No.
What's happening?
Oh, anyway, yeah. Thank you guys for listening. See you next time. Goodbye.